Turn with me to John chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. John 13, 31, 35 for our sermon text today. This is known as the New Commandment. Listen to these words for the word of the Lord. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, then God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little while longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, now I say to you, where I'm going, you cannot come. But I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You will recognize that what we have read follows up on Jesus washing the disciples' feet in the earlier part of John 13. You may remember that Peter found that to be unbelievable. He wasn't willing to let Jesus wash his feet at first. In fact, he had the servant's heart, I guess. He thought that he should get down and wash Jesus' feet. And he proposed to do that. And Jesus spoke rather harshly to him and said, "Peter, unless I wash you, you have no part of me." And then Peter, "Not just my feet, Lord, but wash my hands and my face. Wash all of me. Clean me up, Jesus." Don't we all need a little of that? "Clean me up, Jesus." And yet, Jesus said to him, "All I need to do is wash your feet. And in so doing, I claim you." And Jesus said, "If I do that, then you're clean." After that, Peter must have felt so humbled. He must have felt that he had been singled out in some way for Jesus' particular words, Jesus' embrace, Jesus' encouragement of him. But Jesus gets back up off the floor now after this humble task of washing their feet. In Middle Eastern times, people wore sandals or went barefooted a lot. So it was a big need for their feet to be cleaned. But there was so much more to it than that. Jesus himself, the Master and Lord of the universe, on his knees, wrapped in a towel, washing the feet of his disciples. Of yours and mine as well, because we were represented there in that circle. And just as Jesus said to them, "Unless I wash you, you have no part of me," Jesus would say the same to us. Unless we are washed in him, then we would have no part. But it's not just about being washed. It's about Jesus' example of washing others. And that's where the new commandment part comes in. In the end part of our reading today, Jesus says, "I will give you a new commandment." Now, the word commandment was strong in the Hebrew tradition because they talked about the Ten Commandments, the law and the prophets, the history there that had been given since the ancient times. Moses on the mountain coming down with the stone tablets. The commandments, the law. And Jesus is putting that aside and saying to them, "I'm giving you a new commandment." A new commandment, and a single one. that you love one another just as I have loved you. By that, by how much you love, people will know that you are my disciples. It's simple. If you have love one for another, and that would be a kind of love that is demonstrated in humble service, as Jesus did. Wrap a towel around your waist and get down on the floor and wash someone's feet. Having been meditating on this text, I immediately had images of that when Gabe was talking about going to South Texas and serving people and serving with people in their own community. That's a humble task. They may not actually do foot washing, but they are washing people's feet just by being there. And they will have their own feet washed as well. It goes both ways. Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just like I have loved you. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. When we come to the table in a few moments, we come to worship this Lord, the one who has not only washed our feet, but has given his very life, his precious blood for us, that our souls might be cleansed and redeemed and filled with hope, that we might find our way forward into our own ministries where we wash the feet of others. Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, not exclusion, but inclusion. One of my favorite really brief poems is one that goes like this. He drew a circle that shut me out. Heretic, rebel, a thing to flout. But love and I had the wit to win. We drew a circle that took him in. I don't know who wrote that, but I memorized it as a child and I've never forgotten it because I believe that's the kind of circle that Jesus wishes for us to draw. An ever larger circle of people whom we serve and whom we love and whom we love in the name of Christ. When we come to the altar this morning, there is a brand of love that is represented here that is a sign of holy hope. There is a brand of love here that is self-giving and sacrificial. When we talk about the body and blood of Christ, we're talking about spilled blood and broken body. In this passage that we've been talking about here where Jesus washes Peter's feet and where he calls on them to carry out this new commandment of love, this is John's version of the Lord's Supper. You know that? We don't find the sacrament of communion, the bread and the cup, in John. In the same place in the story where Matthew, Mark, and Luke report the institution of the Lord's Supper, John has something entirely different. Oh, they probably had a meal around that table where they gathered. It may have been bread and wine, bread and cup, but that's not the emphasis in John's version. The emphasis in John's version is Jesus getting on the floor and washing their feet. And Peter saying, no way, Lord, no, I should wash yours. And Jesus saying, unless you let me wash your feet, you have no part, no fellowship with me. With Peter, I think we should respond, Lord, then not just my feet, but wash my head, my face, wash my hands, wash my heart, make me clean. The miracle of God's grace is that that happens again and again and again. Not that we should be excused to go back out and forget about it, saying, oh, well, we can do it again next time. That would be taking it for granted. That would be taking a life-giving gift completely for granted. That would be taking the Lord for granted. But instead, as we come to the altar today, I invite you to come humbly, ready to receive the gift of this washing, and ready to hear the words of Jesus to say, "Go out now in my name and wash the feet of others. Offer others this gift of grace. Offer others this gift of heart, of precious life, of sacrifice." Maybe of a simple cup of water. Let us come to the altar and receive the gift of grace in Christ.